The court approves Hawker's reorganization plan. The FAA issues an AD for Piper Airplanes. And the NBAA's annual convention gets a makeover. This is Aero News for Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York has approved all of Harker Beechcraft's joint plan of reorganization, paving the way for the company to emerge from Chapter 11 in the second half of this month. In confirming the plan, Judge Stuart M. Bernstein found that it satisfied all of the requirements of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. As part of its reorganization, the company intends to rename itself Beechcraft Corporation and implement a business plan that focuses on its turboprop, piston, special mission, and trainer attack aircraft, and on its parts, maintenance, repairs, and refurbishment businesses, all of which are profitable and have high growth potential. Bill Boyster, chairman of Hawker Beechcraft Corporation, said, quote, "Thanks to the hard work of our employees and the strong support we have received from our key creditors, union partners, elected officials, suppliers, and customers, Beechcraft Corporation will emerge from this process as the world's leading designer and manufacturer of turboprop, piston, and trainer attack aircraft, with the largest global customer support network in the industry," end quote. Boyster will become CEO of the new Beechcraft Corporation. The FAA has published in the Federal Register an AD for Piper PA-28, 32, 34, and 44 airplanes. The FAA said the AD was prompted by reports of control cable assembly failures that may lead to failure of the horizontal stabilator control system and could result in loss of pitch control. The AD requires inspections of the stabilator control system and replacement of parts as necessary. Within the past 2 years, the NTSB has investigated 2 accidents and 1 incident involving Piper airplanes where control cable assembly failures due to stress corrosion cracking led to failures of the horizontal stabilator control system. Piper investigated the possibility of using a commercial product called Scotch-Brite to remove surface corrosion and found it to be acceptable. The FAA said it will change this AD to reference the revised Piper Aircraft Inc.'s Mandatory Service Bulletin number 1245A, dated November 28, 2012, which incorporated cleaning agents and Scotch-Brite. The inspection is expected to cost individual owners of the airplanes about $425, according to an estimate provided by the FAA. If it's determined that the stabilator control system needs to be replaced, that repair is estimated to cost the individual owner $1,458 in parts and labor. The AD is effective on March the 11th. The NBAA has rebranded its largest annual U.S. event from, quote, annual meeting and convention, end quote, to the new, quote, business aviation convention and exhibition, end quote. In making the announcement, NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin said, quote, NBAA's largest U.S. show has up to this point been referred to as an annual meeting, but in recent decades, it has grown in size and importance to be much more than just a meeting. This change reflects that reality, end quote. The event that would evolve into NBAA's modern U.S. convention was first held in September 1947. In the decades since, it has grown into an event that ranks 5th in size for all U.S. trade shows, according to Trade Show Executive Magazine. The event draws around 25,000 attendees each year, including individuals from dozens of countries around the world. More than 1,000 exhibitors participate, and the show covers more than 1 million square feet of exhibit floor space. The event also features a side-by-side display of nearly every aircraft type in production. U.S. Airways subsidiary Piedmont Airlines has reached a tentative agreement with the Airline Pilots Association, which represents the airline's 375 pilots, the airline announced late last week. The tentative agreement is subject to language being finalized, which is expected to occur over the next few weeks. Details of the agreement will be made available by the ALPA. Pending approval of the full contract language by ALPA and Piedmont management, the tentative agreement will be presented to the pilots at large in roadshows before a membership ratification vote. Piedmont Airlines operates a fleet of 44-8 aircraft flying regional routes for U.S. Airways throughout the Central East Coast. American Airlines became the first U.S. carrier to fly the 777-300ER when it departed on its inaugural flight Thursday evening from Dallas-Fort Worth to Sao Paulo. Freshly painted with American's new look, the aircraft features the modern new logo with the iconic eagle, silver mica paint to maintain the silver bird heritage of American's aircraft, and stripes flying proudly on the tail as a symbol of the airline's origin and name. In conjunction with the historic flight, American also announced the airline will once again light the tails of most of its aircraft as it converts to its new look. The 777-300ER introduces new enhancements to the in-flight experience, including fully lie-flat seats in first and business class, all with direct aisle access, a walk-up bar for premium cabin customers that offer snacks and sweets, and a sophisticated entertainment system offering hundreds of hours of audio and video programming options at every seat throughout the aircraft, including up to 250 movies, more than 180 TV programs, and more than 350 audio selections. Every customer can also stay productive and connected on board. The 777-300ER is the first aircraft in American's fleet to offer international Wi-Fi, enabling customers to remain connected throughout the flight, whether over land or sea. When Aero News continues, flight attendants renew a pledge to fight human trafficking. British troops are going Bond, James Bond, and Piper takes its roadshow to the auto show.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Marking the culmination of National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, reaffirmed its commitment to work toward ending human trafficking. Since 1942, February 1st has been commemorated as National Freedom Day, the day when President Lincoln signed the 13th Amendment to end slavery. AFA International President Veda Shook said, quote, "As the first responders of aviation, flight attendants are in a key position to join the fight against human trafficking. Today there are still many victims of modern slavery. They are women and children, men and adults. They are being denied basic human rights, and we must work together to ensure that we put an end to this form of slavery," end quote. It's estimated that at least 12.3 million adults and children are enslaved around the world, and that 56% are women and girls. The International Labor Organization estimates that in 2005, 980,000 to 1,225,000 boys and girls were in forced labor situations as a result of human trafficking. British troops in Afghanistan are the first to use the state-of-the-art handheld nano-surveillance helicopters, according to a statement released by the UK Ministry of Defense. The Black Hornet nano unmanned air vehicle measures about 4 inches by 1 inch and provides troops on the ground with vital situational awareness. The UAV, about the size of a toy RC Helo, is equipped with a tiny camera which gives troops reliable full-motion video and still images. Soldiers are using it to peer around corners or over walls or other obstacles to identify any hidden dangers, and the images are displayed on a handheld terminal. The Black Hornet weighs as little as 16 grams and has been developed by Prox Dynamics AS of Norway as part of a $31 million contract to provide 160 of the James Bond-type units. Attendees to this weekend's National Automobile Dealers Association National Convention in Orlando, Florida, may be surprised to find themselves staring at the cockpit of a Piper Meridian M-Class turboprop aircraft. The NADA Convention and Expo is a leading annual automotive industry event and the world's largest international gathering place for franchised new vehicle dealers. The convention offers dealers a chance to meet face-to-face with executives of major auto manufacturers and features hundreds of exhibitors showcasing the latest equipment, services, and technologies. So why would Piper Aircraft exhibit at an auto dealer's convention? Piper Head of Sales and New Business Development Drew McEwen says, why not? Saying, quote, with new car and light truck sales up 13%, leading the economic recovery, this is an excellent time to assist thriving auto and truck dealers with their air travel needs, end quote. The NADA convention runs from February 9th through the 13th in Orlando, Florida. By the way, the Piper Meridian is a single-engine turboprop that seats six with club seating. So I'm just wondering, does this mean it would be displayed in the SUV section? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.